the talk of planet Earth.
We will build a safer world.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. And now, back to your hosts, Fred and Sheila. It's Comedy Palooza Radio on TalkZone.com.
Some of the darn marching band music again. Hey, everybody, we're back, and we've got with us today Michael Brown, and Michael's a comedian. He's in Arkansas now. We did clarify that during the break and just before the break. He's in Arkansas, so just moved there from Springfield, Illinois, or moved back there from Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah, and I was in Springfield for about 2.5 years living with this girl up there, for a period of 2.5 years. I didn't know women's periods lasted that long.
Oh, boy.
You know, there is a huge difference between Arkansas and Illinois with their gun laws. Do you carry a weapon?
I do not carry. Well, I carry a knife, which they still haven't made a law against that. But other than that, no, I don't usually go to the shows or travel around armed. Yeah, the gun laws are a bit different. Absolutely.
And you know, it's not against the law to carry a butter knife.
No. No. I'm ready to spread butter on my toast or my bagel at any given moment of the day.
Oh, jeez.
Michael Brown, that is such a common name.
I know. It's the John Smith of names. Really. I don't have any kids, but if I did, it, you know, with the last name of Brown, I would really have to, you know, be careful of what I named a kid, because you can't name him Charlie or Sawyer or, you know, Encyclopedia. Anyway, you just get teased too often. I thought if I ever had a little girl, though, I would name her after whatever erectile dysfunction drug I was on at the time. You know, Levitra Brown sounds like a pretty name, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, actually.
It sounds like she ought to be have a 70s afro and fight crime. You know, Levitra Brown. Wow. Coming in town. That's right. You know her sisters, Viagra and Cialis. They're a handful.
Oh,
no. Time after 6 hours, you need to call a doctor.
Oh, jeez. So, Michael, let me ask you this. Now, having lived in Arkansas all your life, well, except for that little stint you did in Illinois, what are some of the differences maybe? Did you notice any difference between Arkansas and Illinois?
Well, apparently, single wide, I only live in states that have a silent S. That's the first thing. The big difference that I found when I moved to Illinois was hard liquor at Walmart. That blew me away, because they don't. We invented Walmart in Arkansas. We gave it to the world, and apparently Illinois improved on it. Because in Arkansas, you know, you have to make two stops if you want to get a fifth of Jack Daniels, a hacksaw, and a thing of hefty bags. Two stops. In Illinois, it's one stop shopping, so it's a lot more convenient up there. But some of the weirder things, there's a little town outside of Springfield called New Berlin. And, I went to one of their football games, and they had one of the weirdest high school mascots I'd ever seen, which, their high school mascot was the pretzel.
A pretzel.
Was the what?
A pretzel. Like a snack food. A pretzel.
A pretzel! I thought you said pretzel!
Yeah. And I was wondering how you got behind that, you know? Proud to be a pretzel. Yay, pretzels. Go, pretzels. I don't understand. You know, in Arkansas.
Get twisted.
Yeah. In Arkansas, we've got weird mascots, but it's all stuff that can attack you. you know.
Oh.
The only thing a pretzel might do, you might choke on it. I was actually wondering if, you know, what the high school, what the mascot was looking like. That's why I went to the game, because I wanted to know what the mascot looked like. Was he some guy in a big, giant soft serve outfit, and every time they score a touchdown, they dunk him in mustard? I don't know.
What kind of cheers would they do?
You know, honestly, I didn't even get to that point. I was sitting up in the stands with a notebook writing jokes. I didn't even listen to the cheerleaders, which is unfortunate, I guess. But I mean, granted, like I said, in Arkansas we've got weird mascots. Like in Fordyce, Arkansas, is the home of Coach Bear Bryant. If you want to put it in perspective for you,
yeah, baby,
legendary Coach Bear Bryant. That's where he's from, is Fordyce, Arkansas, and their high school mascot are the Red Bugs. Now, a Red Bug is another name for a chigger. But, you know, in the senior high, they call them Red Bugs. In the junior high, they call them chiggers. And I've found out that you really have to pronunciate that correctly.
Oh, I bet.
Because, you know, it's like, hey, where's that bus going? Oh, that's a busload of chiggers going to the football game. What? Yeah, the chiggers. Oh, those chiggers can play some ball.
That's right. We'll bite you. Get itchy.
Oh.
Chigger, please. You know, it's that kind of thing. Those are my chiggers. Where are my chiggers at? They're all down in Fordyce.
What would ever possess you to leave Arkansas and go to Illinois?
Well, again, I was lured there by the siren song of this girl that I was with, and we broke up, and that's one of the reasons why I moved back. And yeah, it didn't work out, what can I say? But she was terrible, really. She was horrible. She picked out our apartment up there, and our apartment didn't have a garbage disposal, which meant it kind of turned me into the garbage disposal. I was eating food left and right before it was going bad. I'm never going to lose any weight at that rate. Pathetic.
Oh, no. Jeez. Are you still cooking, Sheila?
No, I'm always cooking. Are you kidding?
What are you doing?
I'm doing a full pork. I'm doing pork butt right now. I'm messing with a pork butt.
Her mind is not on the damn show. She's got her computer on her side, running around the kitchen cooking. She's got a bunch of kids coming over tonight.
Well, no, they're here right now. What I'm doing? I am like an air traffic controller in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, get the bread out, slice it. Okay, we're making Italian grinder for everybody, because they're sitting around looking at me like they're hungry. So I'm trying to do sign language to show them how to make the sandwiches.
Okay.
Well, I gotta tell you, the food is so much better in the South too, because in Illinois they think ketchup is a spice. Cheese is a condiment.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask you another question about your little girlfriend there.
Okay.
Were you guys engaged or anything like that?
Pour lemon juice in that wound. Go ahead, Sheila.
Yes, I'm going to. Because it's always very interesting to find out about comedians and their love lives, because it's hard being on the road, don't you think?
It is. And frankly, every time I was on the road, I was really glad to be out of the house. But that's why I was trying to get so much work. But no, it was tough. The thing is, this isn't actually a bit or anything. She was actually an actress, kind of a stage actress, very theatrical and, kind of a diva. And, so whenever I was on stage, if the spotlight was more on me instead of on her, she kind of got a little antsy about that. But that's just performers' egos, button heads, and that sort of thing. I generally speaking, if the next girl I wind up with doesn't doesn't need to be in any kind of show business aspect whatsoever. That would be good. You know, that way there's no friction there.
But you're 37 years old, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just moved back to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not found one to hook
yet? Well, yeah, give me some time, single wide man. I mean,
come on, man. We're after another one in Kentucky. You get rid of one, 5 seconds later, you got to throw that worm out there and fish.
Well, you know, that's right. But generally speaking, I found it was really stupid of me to break up with her when I did, because normally I think that the best time to look for another girlfriend is while you already have one. Because, you know, if you take a relationship like a job, if you treat it like a job, you don't look for a job after you quit your job. No, you look for a job while you still have a job. You know, that's why I was looking for a girlfriend while I still had a girlfriend. That way, when you find the new one, you go to the old one, you put in her 2 weeks' notice, and then because you want to get a good reference. Am I right, Sheila?
That's right.
And then you can go on.
I'm about to strangle you, boy. I tell you what.
But yeah, no. Being 37, it's a weird age to be dating. I will admit that. You know, before I left Arkansas, I was dating this old gal. She was 25. Her mom was 45. I was in Arkansas, so you know, technically, I could either date her or her mom. That was perfectly okay. But let me tell you something about her, if you don't mind. There was one morning she woke up and she was just mad. She was just angry, and I couldn't figure out what in the world it was. Isn't that the worst thing in the world, single wide, when a woman's mad and you don't know why?
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh, it's the worst. Because I was rolling through the Rolodex in my head. I was like, well, no, I didn't drink the last of the milk, you know. I didn't hit on the waitress last night. What's she mad about? And she had a dream. She was mad at me for something that I did in her dream. Now, that's an imaginary me doing imaginary stuff, and the real me is paying for it. That's not fair at all. I thought I might have farted on her or something in bed.
She had a dream.
She had a dream. So I asked her. I said, "Well, what were you dreaming about?" And she said, "She caught me." Air quote. She caught me in her dream, having sex with her 18-year-old sister. And I told her. I said, "Well, tell your sister to get in line because I'm dreaming about having sex with your mom."
Oh, no. No, you didn't.
She's an ex-girlfriend now. I hadn't had a really good track record with all this.
But were you ever married now?
I was. I was married for 7 years. I felt that, you know, it's good to get that first marriage out of the way.
He gave us 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah. Exactly. He gave us 2 weeks' notice, and that was, that ended real quick. But, no, I was married for 7 years. I was with her for a total of 10 years. So, and she and I actually still keep in touch. I still talk to her about once a week or so.
Is she asking for child support?
I don't have kids. And she remember? Going back, I don't have kids.
Not that you know of, anyway, right?
At least that's the name of them, yeah, with the last name Brown. That's not good. But anyway, no, we still keep in touch. I was married, and weirdly enough, I haven't written any jokes about my ex-wife because I like her so much. It's these ex-girlfriends I can't stand. So.
Well, then you should remarry the first one.
Oh, stop it. You know her because she probably would have put you up to saying that.
Yeah, I know her.
No, that's okay. That's like running back into a burning house, isn't it?
You got to get your stuff, though. You know what I'm saying, dude? You got to get all your stuff.
No, yeah. No, I got my stuff. It's fine. But, yeah, no, the rest...
evidently something is still burning.
He's got to see Alice and Viagra, whatever. What the hell else does he need?
Right.
Shoot, he's on the road, baby.
That's right.
How many weeks out of the year do you work?
As much as I possibly can. Actually, so far this year I've done pretty well. I'll say between August of last year and the end of last year, I was on the road every week. So that was quite a bit. And, you know, I'm in between kind of doing this part-time and full-time. With the gas prices nowadays, it's kind of hurting all the comedians, as you guys well know. But I don't know. Generally speaking, I'll work about anywhere between 30 and 40 weeks a year, which is pretty good, I guess.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's hard traveling, and it's hard trying to eat right and, you know, all that good stuff. How do you have any secrets about staying healthy, keeping healthy?
Oh, man. Well, I'm out of shape, frankly. I know you it doesn't quite translate over to radio, but no, I could lose a few pounds. Goodness gracious. I knew I was out of shape when I slept in the other day, and I was tired all day from sleeping too long. You know, that's when you know you're out of shape. When complete inactivity is wearing me out, oh, I gotta, if I start exercising, I might keel over. That's just wrong.
Oh, jeez.
My doctor's no help either, I tell you. I don't know if you guys have heard about these guys, these holistic doctors. Have you heard about these guys?
Oh, yeah.
Holistic medicine. Oh, they're the worst. And it was around this time of year. It was last year. It was around this time of year. I get the allergies pretty bad, you know, the hay fever and whatnot. And, you know, because you got to go to the doctor now to get the good allergy medicine. You can't just buy it off the shelf anymore because, you know, all these folks outside of central Illinois making the bathtub meth. I can't get my good allergy medicine anymore. So I got to go see this guy. And I got high blood pressure, too. And, you know, the coffee, I'm a big fan of coffee, and he had coffee in his waiting room, and I drink the coffee, and it kind of raised my blood pressure up. What's the first thing he does when I go into see him? Takes my blood pressure.
Of course.
And he's like, oh, Mike, we have got to get you into, I'm going to tell you, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit you into a meditation class. So you can learn how to calm down and relax. And the whole time I'm thinking, you know, would you please just give me some drugs? Please. If you can give me a prescription of Vicodin. I've got vodka at the house. I can work out meditation on my own, I promise.
Throw in a little Levitra.
Yeah.
You got a party.
It's a party. Come on over.
But, it'd be hard to stop.
I go to the meditation class because I hear they're serving coffee at the meditation class, and it's at this pagan, gypsy, witch woman's lady's house or whatever, which is fine. That's okay. You know, it doesn't bother me. And but I go in, and believe it or not, this whole place is decked out like the inside of the bottle on I Dream a Genie. I mean, it's just drapes and pillows and candles and incense going on and whatnot, and I'm there with a bunch of other people, and we all kind of sit down on these pillows, and we're supposed to have our eyes closed, and she's like, and she puts on this sad Tubular Bells, Tangerine Dream, John Tesh, New Age music on, which is, you know, not helping my blood pressure any, because I don't really enjoy that music. And she says, okay, everyone, close your eyes and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I'm like, because I still have the allergies. I'm only working out of one nostril. They think I'm in the back sleeping.
But you're meditating.
But I'm meditating, yeah. I'm supposed to be calming down. And the funny thing, well, I'd kind of peek a little bit because I want to see what she's doing. And she goes over to this little table, and she goes, grabs a bundle of dried herbs, and she lights fire to one end of it and goes around this, goes around the room with the smoke. And the whole time I'm thinking, you know, we'd all might be able to relax a little bit better if we just smoked whatever the heck you're burning there. That'd be good.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
But hey, Michael, I would be a lot healthier if I didn't smoke too. I actually am a smoker. I smoke the menthol cigarettes. Well, the difference between Arkansas and Illinois, you were talking, Illinois has a smoking ban now. Arkansas has smoking bans in places, but not statewide. So, in the wintertime, when I go out to smoke the menthol cigarettes, it's okay. When they say smoking menthol cigarettes is like inhaling fiberglass into your lungs, which is great in the winter when you do have to go outside and smoke. I'm insulated now, so it's good.
So, Mikey, where can some of our listeners go to see your website and see your insulated lungs?
Well, if you can go to MikeBrownComedy.com, that's the website, MikeBrownComedy.com, or I'm on the MySpace, because MySpace is not just for pedophiles anymore. Mike Brown Comedy on the MySpace. And I've got videos, and you can email me, and I've got a schedule up, and I'm going to be in Milwaukee, actually, in 2 weeks, so that's going to be good.
At Joker's.
Awesome.
Joker's Night's a good club. Tell everybody to say hello. It's Joker's Comedy Club in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I get to go back to the Midwest now that I'm back down south, so that's... As you can see, I book myself. I don't have an agent, so I'm all over the map. But I can't wait. It'll be good.
Wonderful, Mike. We're so glad you joined us today here at Comedy Palooza Radio, and unfortunately, we're out of time again.
Oh, goodness.
Dave keeps saying, wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. Me and Sheila, we just keep going on and on and on. I think we just burn him good sometimes. Anyhow, thanks, Mike. We'll have you back again sometime.
Oh, single wide.
All right.
Yeah, Mike, it was great.
Well, everybody, it's that time of day again. We got to go, but I guess we better say bye. Say bye, Sheila.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you when we see you. Now, make sure you Google me, Sheila Van Dyke.
See ya.
See ya.